My name is Judith Ryan, and I am the Senior Curator of Indigenous Art at the National Gallery of Victoria. The title of my essay for She Persists is Pioneering Voices of Creative Assertion and Resistance. My essay focuses on 55 gouache paintings on cardboard that were made on one afternoon in 1986 by senior women of La Jemanu to tell ancestral stories of country and Jukapa, dreamings, through women's designs for their songs and dances. The artists use an inherited visual language of concentric circles, geometric symbols and dots to conceptualise place and the presence or trace of various ancestral beings who entered and became the land. They paint country from a planar perspective. There is no fixed reading direction. I was drawn to the work of the Walpri women of La Jemanu in 1988 while on a field trip there to negotiate the possible purchase for the NGV of the men's first paintings. The women told me about their special collection of works for the community school, and once I saw the paintings, I was blown away. The women's work from La Jemanu community is of unique importance because it was made for communal use in the bilingual school, and it is not governed by the dictates of the commercial art market. It stays close to body designs made for Yuwalyu ceremonies, yet also shows artists excited to experiment with modern materials. It is both old and boldly new. The La Jemanu women decided to make permanent and portable artworks for the community school to teach their children and grandchildren about their own culture, its true stories, visual language, songs, dances, and sacred places. They acted to ensure the future conservation of their language and cultural lore in the community and beyond. The women share stories of natural abundance, growth, food gathering and ancestral activity at specific sites, whereas men often focus on songlines, the routes taken by ancestors that link significant places. Clusters of circular motifs in women's works signify the abundance of long yam, seed, and of women gathering food or coming together to perform ceremonies. By translating ephemeral body designs and sand drawings into a permanent medium, the women have ultimately shared stories that express their connections with country and the truth of their culture with a global audience. Whether painting the body for ceremony or telling stories by drawing in the sand, Walpri women use a visual language of signs and symbols that they continue to use on square or rectangular sheets of paper, cardboard or canvas. Gradually, the women developed different individual styles, and as they were caught up in the process of painting, they began to think primarily as artists for a broader audience. The colour palette used by Walpri women encompasses natural ochres and vibrant primary colours of poster and powder paints. Individual artists vary in their colour combinations. Some, like Louisa Napeljari Lawson and Liddy Nakamara Barnes, prefer to stay with red and yellow ochres and charcoal, while others, such as Lorna Naparula Fencer, love using scarlet, cobalt blue, yellow, green and orange from the school art room. The women were permitted to paint with new materials because La Jemanu elders decided that acrylic painting would enable them to hold on to their culture and to assert their rights to manage their own affairs. The Larger Manu women became part of a resurgence of women's art in the Western Desert, joining their country women at Yondamu and Balgo, who had also begun to paint on canvas at this time. None of the works in this collection are restricted from public display because the women made them to be shared in the classroom with Walpri students, their non-Walpri teachers and beyond. The Larger Manu Women's Painting Project is part of a broader women's art movement that has reorientated the history of the Western Desert art movement, which until then had been dominated by male artists working with male anthropologists and art advisors.